Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Today is Tuesday, November 9th, 2021. If you want to be entertained and you want to be told the truth, you came to the right place here on the talk of the town now. So without further ado, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the talk of the town now. I hope y'all guys out there, you know, had a good solid weekend. Mine was spectacular. You know what I'm saying? I had another busy yet productive weekend. First off, I want to give a shout out to my boy Seven. My boy Seven, Sean John Robinson. You know what I'm saying? He just turned 1 year old. You know what I'm saying? He, up until now, you know, he was the youngest member of the Vision for Kids. But I think these past couple of months, I had two new additions. You know what I'm saying? So time go by fast. You know what I mean? So he was the youngest up until, you know, 2 or 3 months ago. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? We got a chance to celebrate his birthday. We went to Chuck E. Cheese. That's somewhere I haven't been in a long time, man. You know, he took it back. You know what I'm saying? I got, my kids are teenagers, man. So, you know, Chuck E. Cheese is beneath them now. You know what I mean? So I got a chance to go there for the first time in a while. That brought back memories. That was this past Sunday, you know. But before you party, you know what I'm saying? Before you party, you should always take care of your business first. You know what I'm saying? And once again, you know, Dream Elite, we took care of business. History was made. Dream Elite won its 8th championship on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? We got another one. And look at it, you know. Look at how God works, man. You know, last week, I just did my episode on being a 7-time championship AAU head coach. And now just a week later, here's my 8th. You see what I'm saying? You see how the world works? You see what God do? And this championship was special, man. It was special in a lot of ways. Not just because we won the championship on my boy Seven's birthday, but we won it on November 7th, which, you know, in another week on November 14th, is the anniversary of when we won our first championship. You know what I'm saying? So we won our 8th championship a week ahead of our anniversary. You know what I mean? So that's definitely going in the record books, you know? And it's just overall the way we did it. You know what I'm saying? We went undefeated for the weekend. We didn't lose a game. And also, you know, we had to play the team we played for the championship. We had to play them twice. We had to play them, you know, on Saturday in the opening rounds, and we messed around and met them again for the championship. So, you know, for all y'all sports guys out there, you know how hard it is to beat a team twice. You know what I'm saying? After you beat them that first time, you know, they gunning for you. You know what I mean? They coming for you. They want revenge. You know what I'm saying? They got some tape on you now. You know what I'm saying? They familiar with your players. They know what plays you like to run. They know your tendencies. You know what I'm saying? They done studied. You know what I mean? They got the playbook on you. So, you know what I mean? That second time is harder around. But, you know, we did what we did. You know, we was able to do. We was able to accomplish some things. And we made that happen. You know what I'm saying? Dream Elite is on championship number 8 right now. So, congrats to us. And congratulations on, you know, we coming up on a year strong right now. And we don't plan on stopping. We go continue this thing, you know, for generations and generations and generations. But now that I put that out there, I wanted to talk to y'all on this episode about something very important, you know, especially for Dream Elite, especially for all my Vision for Kids members, and just all kids in general trying to come up, you know what I'm saying? I got an important message for y'all today. And the message for today is knowing how to protect the things that you work hard for. Knowing how to protect and learning how to protect the things that you work hard for. Now, this message was brought on by the Henry Ruggs situation. Now, for those of y'all that's not familiar with sports, for those of y'all that don't watch football or college football, Henry Ruggs is an NFL wide receiver from Alabama. He was drafted last year by the Vegas Raiders, and this is his second season. As you know or may have heard before, a couple of weeks ago now, like maybe about 2 weeks, he attended a party and, you know, he got drunk, decided that it was okay to drive himself home. And on his way home, he was caught speeding at 156 miles an hour. I'm going to say it again, 156 miles an hour. It's no surprise that, you know, going that fast, it's no surprise that, of course, he got into an accident. But this one was fatal. You know, I think as it turns out, he's going to be okay. But as it turns out, unfortunately, the accident that he got into took someone else's life. Now, I'm just going to start at the top with this. When you kill somebody, it's going to be something that you never forget. You're going to remember that day for the rest of your life. You're going to remember everything about that day for the rest of your life. You're going to remember what time it happened. You're going to remember how it happened. You're going to remember when. You're going to remember what clothes you were wearing, what color clothes you were wearing. In this case, if you were driving, you're going to remember what you had to drink. You're going to remember how many drinks you had. You're going to remember every single detail about that day for the rest of your life. And I hope that this scares people, because normally when somebody is afraid of something, they stay away from it, or they stop doing it, or is this something that they don't partake in anymore. And the reason why I'm doing this is to educate you and to get you to think of what can happen when you make these decisions. You know what I'm saying? That's my reason for having this episode here today. It's for my vision for kids and all kids out there, period. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's just how you're going to feel on your end of the spectrum. Think about the other person's family. You know what I'm saying? They lost a brother. It might have been their mother. It might have been their father. It might have been a sister. They're going to remember this day for the rest of their lives. You know what I'm saying? Just imagine if that happened to one of your family members. You know what I'm saying? There's all kind of messed up feelings in this one in particular day that's going to cause you to think about this every day of your life. Now, let's talk about the beginning. Let's talk about how we got here from the get-go. Let's talk about from day one. Now, if you are an athlete like Henry Ruggs, you have been preparing yourself to be a professional athlete basically your whole life. You've been going to school for, 13, 14, 15 years, and you've been playing sports your whole life, hoping to one day turn professional. That was your goal from day one, to be a professional athlete, whether it's basketball, baseball, whatever. You want to be a professional in whatever sport that you're interested in. So you have been playing sports since first grade, kindergarten, whatever, you know. Your mother and your father, or, you know, whoever you was raised by, they have been putting you in all these tournaments. They've been buying all these jerseys and all these sneakers and paying for you to be in this tournament, paying for you to be in that tournament, not to mention having to drive you there, not to mention having to take you here, take you there, spend the night, you know, or add up all the hours that they spend, you know, dedicated to you. You know what I'm saying? They might have to go out of town and spend the night because you have a tournament over here and, you know, you got to be somewhere else the next day. It's a lot that goes into it. You know, it's a lot of time being spent and it's a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? You have to spend money to make money. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know this. They do all this because they love you. And more important, they do it because you love the sport. And above all that, they do it in the hopes of one day you becoming a professional. You know what I'm saying? You become a professional and you be able to repay them for some of their hard work that they put in. Even though, you know, they do it from the kindness of their heart or what have you. You know what I'm saying? Now you, the athlete, you know, the person itself, you also put in a lot of time. You also make a lot of sacrifices. You know what I'm saying? You may stay up a lot of late nights lifting weights. You might have to stay up later to study more because, you know, your grades are not up to par. You know what I'm saying? When you play sports, your grades got to be there. You know what I'm saying? There's no excuses. You know what I'm saying? Your grades got to be that or you can't play at all. And then the dream is over with before it even starts. You know what I mean? So you definitely have to put in the work. So now, you know, all these years go by and now you're in high school, getting ready to go to college. And let's just say, you know, for the lucky ones, you get a scholarship. You know, some people get scholarships, some people don't. You know what I mean? Everybody's not like a top recruit. You know, there's people that they go unnoticed. You know what I'm saying? And they have to make, they have to fight for everything that they get. You know what I'm saying? So some people get scholarships, some people don't. But let's say, you know, you got a scholarship. You know, you get a full ride. Even with a scholarship, you know, there's still some money coming out of your parents' pocket. You know what I'm saying? Your parents might have to help you move there or something. There's some work that got to be put in still. You know what I mean? Everything is not, you know, what it is. You know what I'm saying? Parents got to do something, you know? So now, you know, you get to college and you show out. You know what I'm saying? You do your thing. All that hard work that you put in has paid off. You showing out. The NFL wants to draft you. The NBA wants to draft you. Baseball or whatever sport it is, man. You know, you did your thing. All the hard work in the gym, all the time your parents spent, all the money, everything is about to pay off. And now, here's the moment that you've been waiting for. It's draft night. You're about to get drafted in the first round. You know what I'm saying? It's what you always dreamed of. It's what your parents always wanted for you. It's what you always wanted for yourself. This is the time and moment that you have been working hard for your whole entire life. So now, it happens. You get drafted. So now, it's official. You in the NFL, you in the NBA, you in the major leagues, you know, what have you. Whatever sport it is, you know what I'm saying? It's official. You know, you're a part of that organization. You know, you're a part of a team. Now, a lot of people feel that when they made it and when they get drafted, that's it. All the hard work is over with. No, that's an ass backwards way of thinking. Your work has just begun. See, when you get drafted, they don't give out the big paydays no more. You don't get the big contract from day one. You know what I'm saying? Especially from the NFL. You know what I mean? Back in the day, you used to have people getting drafted and automatically they become the highest paid player on the team. And then they start playing, and especially if you're a quarterback, you're the highest paid player on the team and never played a down. And all of a sudden you get on the field, you can't throw the ball in the ocean. So them days are over with. You know what I'm saying? They're not giving you the big contracts from day one. You know what I'm saying? It's a such thing called as a rookie scale. You know, where you get paid according to where you was drafted at. you know, your rank, your position. You know what I mean? And they have signing bonuses, and only a portion of that is guaranteed. So it's a lot of it is based off your performance. Now, you're going to be locked into this contract for 4 years. That's a long time, you know. So you have to play for at least 4 years to be able to earn the big payday. You have to prove on and off the field that you belong, and you have to show this team why they should invest in you. You know what I'm saying? It's a business. Now, Henry Ruggs, as I said earlier, he was just in his second year. This is his second season. So he did not make the 4 years. Now, because of this case and the situation that's going on, he has been released out of his contract. He has to go to court. You know, we don't know what kind of punishment or jail time that he's looking at. And it's just a whole big thing, man. A whole big thing. And of course, they already started to talk about the possibility of him never being able to play in the NFL again. And by the way, I just want to throw out there, the decision that he made of driving himself home, that would have been wrong even if he'd been in the NFL for 10 years already. You know, that would be wrong regardless. You know what I'm saying? I just want to throw that out there for anybody that's, you know, thought about that. But let's go back and retract for a minute. Now, your career is possibly over. You may go to jail for I don't know how long. You're already dealing with this having to be on your mind forever. It's going to be on the person's family mind forever. So, you know, you may have messing your, you know, you may have messed yourself up mentally. You messed another family up mentally. You may have done away your career. You know, there's people in your family that depend on you financially that I'm sure of. Their life is affected. All this for one decision. One decision. It's crazy. Think about that. How one decision could mess up everything. Now, here on the Slackers Talk podcast, I'm here to educate. You know, this is where I come in at. The NFL have programs for these things. The NFL, well, I shouldn't just say the NFL because NBA has them. Major League Baseball has them. And this is where, as I mentioned on a lot of my prior episodes, this is where we behind the eight ball at. This is where we lose at. Because either we don't take advantage of the stuff that we have in front of us, for free, mind you, or we don't know about it, or we're not told about it. You know, this is where we behind the eight ball at. Now, the NFL and a lot of organizations have programs for this type of thing. Basically, how it works is the leagues, they know that you're going to hang out. They know that you're going to party. They know that you're going to drink. As much as people tell you not to, they pretty much know that you're going to do it anyway. But what they have is they have services that you can call to have somebody drive you there and drive you back to where, you know, you can party as long as you want. And then there are cars or people waiting for you for that type of thing. Now, for me, I'm hands on with my kids, man. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, my son and my daughter. I'm talking about my Vision for Kids organization. I'm talking about my Dream Elite. I'm familiar with them. You know, I talk to them. You know, I have relationships with them. So I'm in the know. Now, some of the things that get said at parties and stuff like that, you know, you might have somebody come to you and say to you, I'm going to drink more than you drink and I'm going to drive myself home. Or, you know, you can't control your liquor. You know, you can't do this. You can't do that. Or you babysitting. Basically, you get those people that try to bait you. They want you to drink as much as you can and show and prove to them that you can drive yourself home and, you know, you could just act normal, like nothing ever happened. Like you're not under the influence, even though you are. You know, I have seen that myself. And I'm not even talking about Henry Ruggs at this point. I'm talking about in general. Now, normally, you know, I try not to curse on the show because I know I got a lot of kid listeners and a lot of kid fans out there and stuff like that. But on this occasion, I think it's necessary. That's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? If you had too much to drink, go ahead and get you some help, man. Think about it. Think about it. You spent all these years trying to become an NFL player or NBA or whatever it is. You spent all this time and all this money to become this. You owe it to yourself, man. And you owe it to your family to protect it, man. The same way you got it, you protect it the same way. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody talk you out of it, man. You know what I'm saying? You're not a chump. If somebody got to drive you home and you got to go get your car the next day or whatever, there's nothing wrong with that at all, man. That's smart. That's called protecting your investment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't get this far. This the door, the way. You know what I'm saying? And 9 times out of 10, anybody that's trying to get you to do that, they don't have nothing anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to look at that. Like, what do you have the doorway? You know what I'm saying? Understand where the source is coming from. You know what I'm saying? They have drivers for this sort of thing. They have people for this sort of occasion. You know what I'm saying? And those people are getting paid. You know what I'm saying? To do this. You know what I mean? If you don't use them, they're getting paid for nothing. They're going to get their money regardless. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? You might as well, like, let them earn it. Let them work. You know what I'm saying? You got to work on the football field, right? You got to play on the basketball court, right? So why are you letting somebody else get paid for free? You know what I'm saying? When all of us got to work, you know what I mean, to get ours. You know what I mean? It just don't add up. Now, I don't know if he knew about this program. I don't know if he knew or he didn't know. But I'm just saying in general, like, we not taking advantage of the stuff that's in front of us. You know what I'm saying? They have programs for rookies that enter the league, and they have classes, and they have people in place that tell you how to keep your money. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easy to go broke out here. You know what I'm saying? As soon as you touch $1 million, people are going to tell you to buy this. People are going to tell you to buy that. Oh, you know, every player in the NFL gets this. Every player gets that. They have people in the league that gets paid for this. They tell you how to, you know, invest your money. You know, where to keep your money. You know what I'm saying? The right things that you need, the things that you don't need. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people go broke for no reason. Because they think they have money that they don't have. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad. You're spending money that you didn't earn yet. You're not reading your contracts. You know what I'm saying? You're paying people that you never even heard of before. You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. You know what I'm saying? They have programs and stuff for these types of things, man. And we got to use them. You know what I'm saying? We have to use them. We have to take advantage of it. You know what I'm saying? Let's just be smarter. You know what I'm saying? Let's protect the things that we have earned. Let's protect the things that we have worked hard for. Let's not listen to people that try to talk us out of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Let's not listen to people that don't have anything to lose. Let's take advantage of these programs. Let's take advantage of these opportunities. And let's put more stock and more value in ourselves. And let's think of the people that helped us get to where we at along the way. I think if you do those things more, it will lead to making better decisions. And it'll lead to having a better take and a better value of life. I hope the family is able to forgive Henry Ruggs for his mistake. I hope that Henry Ruggs learns from his mistake. I hope that, you know, he's able to bounce back and, you know, have a better life overall, you know. It's a mistake, and, you know, he can't bring that person back, but he could learn from it, and he could make sure that this doesn't happen to anybody else. And he can be the spokesperson for the programs that's out there to help better people and to just limit those type of mistakes, you know, in general. And I really do hope, you know, he's able to bounce back and recover from this. And I just want to leave y'all with this. It is real hard to become a professional athlete, but it's even harder to stay one. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, aka the Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. As always, I appreciate y'all rocking with me here on the Talk of the Town Now. Y'all have a good day, and we'll talk again later on in the week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka the Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.